Welcome to the AT Pit Crew Podcast. This high-energy show dives deep into the world of sports emergency care. Join us as we explore cutting-edge strategies, real-world experiences, and expert insights to help you step up your game in emergency care. We've got the tools, tips, and stories you need to be ready when seconds matter. It's time for the AT Pit Crew Podcast. We have the green light in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, welcome to the AT Pit Crew Podcast. I'm Ray Castle, your host, and I'm here today with Jason Cates at Cabot High School. Jason, we're here today. It's a very special day. It's our interprofessional sports emergency care course. So welcome to the show, Jason.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
So this course today, it is interprofessional. We have a number of different groups that have fantastic support from the Arkansas Attendance Association, the Arkansas Department of Health. Department of Education, Arkansas Athletic Trainers Association. We've got Metro EMS. We've got Cabot Emergency Hospital. I'm missing some other state
school nurses.
School Nurses Association.
State EMS Association.
State EMS.
So we've got a little bit of everybody.
This is kind of a backdrop that Jason, you and I were talking to the audience. This course started several years ago. When I was working at LSU, there was a catastrophic incident at Southern University. They were playing Georgia and had a catastrophic neck injury. And Ron Corson reached out and said, hey, we want to do a course. And it's to bring awareness of this type of format. And we got Lovie Tavron, who is head athletic trainer. She'd been on the job for a week. And they go there and just phenomenal care. And Devon is just a fun. If you ever get a chance to meet Devon, I encourage anybody to do that. Just a phenomenal person. In any case, we started this in bringing people together to solve problems. Fast forward, we did several courses. Last summer, we did one at LSU as well. And we started having these very robust conversations that otherwise people don't have. And the genesis of I was here in mid-May covering a professional event. And I called Jason and said, hey, I want to come, if I have time, I want to come by, not too far from here in Little Rock, and said, hey, you'll come by, and by the way, and had a serious incident that occurred in the state,
correct?
And the question it begs is, you said this yesterday, is why is we still having these issues
in 2020, 2025?
And then I think you asked about, we've done a course like this before in the past. And so basically a month ago, we put this together, and I know I sent you an email, and pretty much 24 hours later, it was all, and you're not only the head athletic trainer at Cabot High School, you have five athletic trained staff, a multi interdisciplinary group, fantastic group, but also you are the chair of the Activity Association Sports Medicine Advisory Committee,
Committee.
Yep. And then who all does that comprise of?
We got a little bit of everybody. State superintendents, rural education, AD's Association, Coaches Association, then we have cardiology, neurology, orthopedic sports medicine, families practice sports medicine, athletic trainers, school nurses, and I think I already said, mental health, officials association. I mean, anybody that touches a kid in secondary school sports, they have a seat at the table. And so that way we can all put our heads together collectively on how do we make healthcare not for Cabot Public Schools. Like you said, I mean, we're very fortunate, and thank you to my administration that, we have athletic trainers, we have fantastic school nurses, we have physical therapists, we have strength and conditioning coaches. But if we go to Lake Village, Arkansas, very rural, an hour away from anything, no care, how do we still implement those policies to make sure the kids are safe?
Grew up in North Louisiana, about 2 hours south of there. So I know that very well. It's an I-65. We have closest hospitals probably 45 minutes away. Two ambulances, I think, best. So
if you can
only say this, but for sports or any other things, you get a serious injury, you better hope you're either closer to that it's definitely, I like to refer to it as a lean environment. And we have tons of lean environments, not just here, not in Louisiana, but all over the country. And this is, but it also impacts because we assume it's here, like you're in a, 25,000 Cabot?
Yes, 28,000.
That I think that actually EMS is going to should be, they have other things going on, depending on what it is. So we have to be prepared for those all types of these type of emergencies. And this is what this is for today. I mean, it was for audience. I sit, talked to Jason, excuse me, and I said, "So we can, I think we can do this." And within 24 hours, it was like, "Okay, all these groups are on board." I'm like, "Okay, we're doing this." It's just, and we're here this morning, and we're getting ready to get started in about an hour, less than an hour.
Yep.
And we just got a fantastic lineup, and really just facilitating and bringing people together. I'm looking forward to the conversations that were going to happen between the meeting, between that, and the lab sessions. Yep. All those things come into play afterwards. Yeah. And I think what's been the response so far from the need for a meeting like this among your, among the various stakeholders you work with?
This is something that we've tried to do off and on for a couple of years. We have the passion, we have the people. We're lacking the facilitators. And so that's where when you were here, we had that first initial conversation. And you said that you thought that you could put us on the schedule, and I emailed the stakeholders. Everybody was like, "Go,
yep,
just find a day. Yep. We'll have the resources there."
And we did that. So yep. Basically, today is July 7th.
Yeah,
it seemed like a month ago, but that course, you know, what we've done is like, here's a template, mm-hmm. and we're giving you just the find the speakers, find the things, and people filling in. Fantastic lab faculty coming in.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to having a lot of fun today.
It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
And I think one of the best things I'm looking forward to, I know from having done this several times, is at the end of the day, we'll have those key stakeholders come in, and they're going to hear a lot during the day.
Yep.
And we've talked about this already, is what's the next step?
Let's exactly.
just not let it just die off and go to a regular meeting.
No. Yeah.
What makes it happen?
Yeah.
And I just want to give a shout out to y'all done a great job having just tremendous support for the buy-in. I think it's just fantastic that you all have that here in Arkansas, that you don't have to put things into law.
Right.
Is that we can, if the legislature, not knocking legislature, we want to keep an eye on there. So if you can do the things that need to be done, and everybody's on the same playing field. And I think it's got a fantastic, I'm looking forward to meeting these different stakeholders today, because they all share a different perspective, but they have one goal, and that is ensuring health and safety in secondary schools.
Absolutely.
And then that also extends out to colleges and, youth sports and things like that as well.
It's a good deal.
Good day.
A lot of people are excited about it. I think we're going to make a difference. In Arkansas, we're coming right off. Today's our first day back. In Arkansas, we have a mandatory 2-week dead period.
But you can't
touch kids, talk to kids, do anything with kids. Today's the first day back. Everybody's ready to go. Lots of school nurses, athletic trainers, EMS, everybody's here. They're ready to look at their EAPs as they get ready for this next school year. And they're coming here to learn and brush up and get ready.
And I think also don't want to pass this opportunity up is to thank Clinton McDonald.
Yes,
he's coming in. He's a former retired NFL player. He played
Super Bowl champion.
Memphis, the right Super Bowl champion.
Which college?
From
Memphis.
Jacksonville, right down the road.
Yep.
And I think he'll provide the audience. This is the spectrum. He's in a small town and having care and moving through that and, having phenomenal resources and for at least being access. Even when he was, I'm just looking forward to hearing that story. In his career has been probably towards his professional career, had an injuries, but he also was able to come back
and play. And the biggest thing with that is talking to him as we're getting ready for this, his perspective has totally changed. He's a father now. He's an uncle now. Yep. And so he's got nephews and nieces that are playing secondary sports. He's got a daughter as a high level volleyball player. A lot of schools, if you have that one outreach athletic trainer,
one
might not be.
One's better than none. And it's about having whoever that is as a healthcare provider can be there to have the tools they need. Even getting fans involved, spectators involved, and instead when we have a resource.
Right. So we got to get ready to get to work, right?
We're ready.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Ray Castle. More importantly, this is Jason Cates. This is today as the AT Pit Crew podcast, and we are out of here.
Thank you for joining us on the AT Pit Crew podcast. We encourage you to like, subscribe, and join our community. For more information about this podcast show, visit www.actionmed.co/podcast. This show is a production of Action Medicine Consultants, LLC. The medical information provided within this program reflects the opinions of the hosts and guests, and is intended for informational and educational purposes only. It should not be considered as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the guidance of your healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment.